Okay,
Since it
great.
is before
We
the
are now
end,
recording. Okay. So I'm going to mute Anne-Marie. All right. So welcome and thank you all for being here. My name is Linda Melendez and I serve as the president of the National Federation of the Blind New Jersey. We're going to have a speaker here with me, Melissa Lomax, who is an affiliate board member and also part of the and also chair of our affiliate membership committee. So I just wanted to first start off by saying thank you all for being here and welcome. Your participation is greatly appreciated, and I know there are lots of other places that we can be, which includes sitting in front of the TV vegetating, and I respect that. So thank you for being here. Some of you may know about the NFB, and some of you may not. So I just want you all to indulge me while I give like a quick overview of who we are. So the NFB was established in 1940, and it was established to help achieve equality, opportunity, and security for the blind. Dr. Tenbrook realized that we were advocating across the country locally, and he felt that we needed to band together as a collective united front representing the blind and start advocating together because we would be stronger with numbers. So we had our first national convention in 1940, and since then, we have grown to 52 affiliates, one for each state, the District of Columbia, and Puerto Rico. We are located in Baltimore, Maryland. So I like to explain it this way. We have this huge, massive, strong tree in Baltimore, Maryland, and it's got strong roots. And then there's a whole bunch of branches. And the bottom 52 branches are the affiliates, including, one of each country, District of Columbia, and Puerto Rico. And on each branch, there are leads. And each affiliate is responsible to build it and make their leaves, build as many leaves as they can effectively, and to be as strong as they possibly can, because above our branches are our national branches, which are massive. So this tree is huge, and national ties everything together. And so when you are a member of a chapter of the National Federation of the Blind affiliate, you get a 3-for-1 sale, because you become a member of that chapter, that affiliate for UDIS New Jersey, and the national organization. And so together, we collectively fight for the rights of blind people. And some people may say, well, have we done enough? No, we haven't, but we have done a lot since 1940. So one of the things that I wanted to explain is what being a member here in the NFB of New Jersey means. And I know we have people from other states, and I welcome them, and I thank them for being here. So up until recently, we had 7 chapters. 6 chapters met in person, and one was online through the telephone and then eventually through Zoom. Since the pandemic, we have evolved like every other state, everywhere across this country. So once we evolved, I began thinking like, what can we do to improve? What can we do to add? And sometimes you need to make changes to add things. So I want to start saying Joseph Ruffalo handed us a strong affiliate with a solid foundation. And without a solid foundation, you can't rebuild, you can't do add-ons or remodel. So I just want to acknowledge how wonderful it was to get a strong affiliate from Joe Ruffalo. And he had a team to help him with, but you know, as time goes on, we need to change. So when Joe created the at-large chapter, this was the only place for people who could not get to a meeting in person to form. And it was wonderful at that time. Since the pandemic and since Zoom and since everybody's growing, hold on, I'm going to mute you to Ivy's. So sometimes things need to change after that. So our 6 chapters here in New Jersey are hybrids. The members wanted to be able to go in person or dial in. And so since they have a dial-in opportunity, I'm speaking with President Riccobono on how to restructure things. We thought it was best to acclimate the at-large members into a chapter. They could choose a chapter of their choosing. We recommended that they choose one that's geographically located near them in case they wanted to go in person. So when you join a chapter, some chapters are $5, some chapters are $10. And when you join a chapter, that's where you get the 3-for-1 sale. You're a member of the affiliate and you're a member of national. But not everyone wanted to join the chapter. So how do we have them be a member without joining a chapter? And that's when we came up with the affiliate membership. So you can become a member of the affiliate. And that form is out. And the importance of being a paid member, so every year you pay dues, and it's from January 1 to December 31st. 31st. Brand new members who come in, let's just say October, November, December, we grandfather them in. We don't take money from October, November, December, and then say, oh, now pay us another $10. So if you're a brand new member or your membership elapsed and you pay dues, anything after October 1st, we grandfather you in. So that gives you membership. So anyone that paid dues for this year, whether it was October or yesterday, you are a current dues paying member for 2024. What does that mean? Well, that means membership comes with privileges. That means that you have the right to vote, whether it be at a state convention or a national convention. All voting is done in person. There is no proxy voting. And you get to be appointed, whether it be on a local level or a state level, to chair a committee, to be appointed to a committee, to lead a project or a program, to chair a group. So membership, so only members will have a vote in the state in what we do here in New Jersey. New Jersey does not allow other states to vote because they should be joining their state affiliate and helping their state grow. So New Jersey residents will say what's happening here in the NFB of New Jersey as far as policies and procedures and elections and things of that nature. So you join either the affiliate or a chapter. We encourage you to get involved on the chapter level. The work needs to be done from our members. If our members are not working and helping us, we are in trouble. They need to be done. And that means helping the chapter president with committees, making phone calls, emails, whatever it could be. So I really strongly encourage everybody to help on the chapter level so that the work can get done. For example, legislation. We have to build a stronger legislative platform here in New Jersey, which is one of our priorities. So if you're not in a chapter, we encourage you to help on the affiliate level, coming to these meetings, learning, sharing about us. Each member gets to pick their level of what they consider an active member. Not everybody has time to do what someone else may do, nor should they feel bad. If you're doing what you can and what you want, that's great. You know, don't take on a project if you can't do it. Don't let the leader know if you need help with that project. So we want everyone to be comfortable. So when you pay your dues and you come to the state convention, it means you get to vote. You get to vote on the elections. You get to vote on the resolutions. And if I'm getting recommendations for an agenda recommendation, I'm going to give the membership more merit because they're in the thick of everything with us. So they probably have a better finger on the pulse of knowing what type of segments the members want. I need to rely on the membership. So if each chapter, our six chapters, built a strong bench of leaders, some of them could be two benches, three benches. When I put all of these chapters together, the affiliate now has a bleacher of leaders. I need a bleacher of leaders to be a successful president. It doesn't matter how hard I work. It doesn't matter what I do. If I don't have help and support, it's not going to go far. So that's why it's important to be an active, a current active doing dues paying member. So I'm not sure if we have any chapter presidents on the call. If they want a chance to speak about being a chapter president, I see Ed Garcia is here, and I'm going to make him a co-host so he can unmute. And he's a newly elected president. Ed, did you want to talk for a minute or two about the importance of chapter membership and engagement as a newly elected president? And you should be able to unmute.
Well, yeah, Linda, thank you. Welcome to everybody. In terms of membership for me, being a new chapter president means an opportunity to not only support Linda at the affiliate level, but really communicate with the entire chapter. We have a small chapter, but we're trying to increase our membership. And one of the things that I think we need to do is involve them on a bigger, wider scale. There's so much going on in our state that we're doing to help our membership and help our potential blind clients out there. I don't even know if clients is the right word, but there's so much we could be doing. I mean, I attended a meeting last month at the Lions Blind Center in Absecon. And I was surprised to see how many people were there who were blind and didn't know who we were. So I introduced us, and I'm looking to grab some members from there. And I've got our members looking for people who are blind that they know of. And we're going to increase our membership in that manner. And I, as a newly elected president, I'm going to be reaching out to the presidents in our affiliate to find out what are they doing to increase their membership. And the reason is I feel like there's so many people who are blind in our state that don't know we exist and that we're there to support them. And I think that's job number one for us, is to make sure we make ourselves available and make ourselves useful and provide services to people who are blind. And that's my initial comment. You're welcome.
Oh, thank you. And so in order for Ed to be successful, as well as our other six, five chapter presidents, we need members. In order for the affiliate to be successful, we need members. And when you become a member by either joining an affiliate or a chapter, then you can join a committee. And I'm going to put Jane Diegenstein on the spot, because none of these people were told that they were going to speak. And this is what I love about the leaders in this organization, is you pull them up on the spot and they're ready to go. So, Jane, you're a co-host, if you could unmute. So, Jane happens to be the chair for senior and technology. But if you don't join the affiliate, you're just a participant for Jane. So, Jane, do you want to unmute and talk about the importance of having members part of your senior and technology? Give us a minute. You should be able to unmute, Jane. You're a co-host. Okay, well, we'll give her a minute.
Here I am. Thank you for that.
There you are. Thank you. Welcome.
Do you want me to speak about
if
committees?
You could take a minute. Yes, that's exactly what I want you to do. To show the importance of joining a chapter or the affiliate, because you need them on the committees.
So we used to be a division, senior in technology and students and all the rest, and we are now all committees or groups. And with your $10 donation or fee for the year to whatever chapter you belong to or the affiliate membership, you are entitled, and we hope you join some committees and groups. I happen to be the chair of the senior and technology committees, and I'm thrilled to have some new people on, and it's going to be great. It's a wonderful thing to have people doing what we're doing in the committee. For instance, the senior committee has a book club every month. The senior committee has people that call others that are in need of such a call for good things and for not good things. We also reach out to other people in the state. We do cartridges if people need cartridges to read on their book player. The technology committee, as you know, starts Thursday for the convention. And if you're in the committee, you can also give us some of your ideas about what you would like to see on the seminar that we do on Thursday. So getting involved, whatever way you can, is important, and we need you. We're trying to build a lot of other people to help join us and pull us along. You know, it's great to have 10 people doing the work and 90 people sitting by and cheering, but it's much better to have 90 people doing the work and cheering for each other. So I encourage you to get involved as best you can, and I'm available to speak to anybody that wants to know more about senior in tech, and that's my spiel.
Thank you. And Janie is also an affiliate board member. So basically what we're saying is we want you to join. We want you to engage. We need new leaders. We're trying to build new leaders in the organization because some of us are getting old. Some of us are getting tired. Some of us have grandchildren who don't want to share with as much. So I'm excited to say that our student committee is thriving. Like, I'm getting calls from Natasha often, and I love that. And so they're coming up with ideas, and so we're rebuilding the students. And becoming a committee has made it much easier for Jamie to do the work of that specific committee. There's no membership fee, there's no membership roster, there's nothing of that nature. So we're able to really tone in on these specialized groups and committees. We also have a Braille committee, a diabetic committee, a deafblind committee, a POBC committee, and we're working on trying to get a parents of blind children committee and a guide dog. So the more people we have that can identify with one of these committees or groups, the more people we can build into leadership to help running that. So I'm going to, Anne-Marie, do you want to unmute and add something as the affiliate as the affiliate money lady, the treasurer. You should be able to unmute. Let me just ask you again to unmute. Okay. Emery? Maybe she can unmute. Okay, maybe we can come back to her. So I'm going to take away muting you all, mute all comments, allow participants to unmute. Okay, so all of you should be able to unmute. And I'd like to take questions before we turn it over to Melissa Lomax, who is going to be talking about membership on the affiliate level and membership engagement and things of that nature. So so if you want to unmute, and you can raise your hand. I think Alt-Y raises your hand. I don't know. So is there anyone that would ask, hold on, maybe I didn't do it properly. Ask all participants to unmute. Okay, I see a hand raised. Sherry, are you able to unmute? You are unmuted. Okay, great. Sherry, yeah. You have the floor.
Yeah, I have a question because I wanted to know, because I know they said it was, I think my dues are paid 24th. I'm not sure. But I wanted to find out if I
You'd have
if
to
I
check
paid...
with your chapter president.
Okay, so if
yeah.
I
so
if
you're
I went
part
online...
of the Northern chapter? No.
Yeah.
You have to speak to Rick or Debbie. Yeah. So the affiliate, okay. And that's a great question, Sherry. The affiliate does not keep track of a chapter member's status, whether you paid or not. We're working on getting the NFB membership portal updated so that we can go in and look at that, but it hasn't happened yet. So if you want to know if you're a current dues-paying member for 2024, you can ask your chapter president. If you want to know for the affiliate, the form just came out April 1st, you could send an email to me, president@nfbnj.org, and I will let you know. If you pay through PayPal and your payment didn't go through, if your payment didn't go through, then you would have been sent an invoice by Brian. So chances are that if you're talking about the affiliate, you probably are paid as long as you mailed in your check or you did not receive an invoice for payment.
Yeah, I meant the other one. Yeah, that's what I meant because I saw it online. That's what I was wondering. Yeah, that's what I meant. I saw it on the internet.
The affiliate. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I didn't
online,
write it down.
But...
Yeah.
No, did you pay using plastic or did you mail in a check or money order?
I usually try to do it online because I did not write it down and keep my own records, and I should have done that.
Right. But I'm asking, how did
I
you
think
pay?
I did.
Did you mail in
I
a money
so.
Order?
I
right.
wanted if
well,
I if
can
I
check
did,
that now.
I,
we can take it offline.
Okay.
Well, I can have Anne-Marie reach out to you to see if she got the money order. Yeah, we can definitely do that offline.
Do that.
That's a great question. Thank you, Anne-Marie. Anne-Marie, did you want to add anything to membership before we go on to the next person who has their hand raised, which is Ed?
Well, just for all the people who are new and even some of the people who are not new, just know that there are two different ways to be a member. You can join locally and be in a chapter, and then you don't always have to go in person if the weather's bad or you're feeling under the weather and you're contagious, perhaps you can be on the Zoom call, but you can always go in person and you really get, I think personally, a lot more out of it when you're there in person and you can meet the people in your chapter, maybe go out to lunch with them after. So it's a great way to join, and being an affiliate member is the next best thing. So we're trying to make it as easy as possible and as understandable as possible. I know it's new, but pretty soon it'll be second nature. And I was just having mic problems, Linda. Sorry. So,
that's okay. Thank you for chiming in. Oh, thank you for chiming in. Thank you,
everyone. And thanks for being here.
Oh, you're welcome. Oh, yes. No, thank you. And I see it's Ed Godfrey that has his hand raised. Ed, you have the floor.
Yes. Hi. Good evening, everybody. My question is about the forms that we fill out, you know, for the chapters, committees, and groups. And the form that you had emailed out around the 14th of April, when I tried to fill it out, it kept getting errors every time I tried to submit the form for some reason. I thought I filled all the information correct. So what I did is I went into the section under the nfbnj.org where it says become a member. I guess that's a little deceiving, because then I went to the Garden State chapter and I was able to fill out that form and say I'm a current member and then use prepaid as my dues, since my dues is already paid. But I think when you look at that and you're looking at it as a member, it says become a member. It doesn't say if you're a current member. So, but I was able to get filled. But just want to say, has anybody else had issues with their forms?
Yeah, well, we can look into that. See, right now we're undergoing a website migration, so we're unable to edit our website, okay. But that's something for us to consider. So maybe what we'll put under there is membership instead of become a member, because that will cover all the classes. So thank you for that comment, Ed. Great. Is there anyone else that has a question?
So what I know did
a few
was,
of you on okay. Go ahead, I'm sorry. Hold on a second. There's someone that has their mic off and they are there is noise in the background, a TV. If you could please mute, unless you want to ask a question. This volcano rises above. After that, I'm going to go down the list and start muting everybody. Change from the plane of Campania. Hold on a second. I'm going down the list and muting.
Laura, what is Vesuvius?
Hold on.
Hold on.
A okay. Or a individuals, if you have a TV, can you mute yourself, please? And is that you with the TV?
Five syllable words, 1600.
Hold on a second. There we go. I don't know who that was. Okay. I'm sorry. Ed, did you want to add to that, Ed? I'm sorry. Well, while we're waiting to see if Ed wanted to add to that, Linda D., you have your hand raised. I believe you can unmute. There you go, Linda.
Oh, yeah, about the form, I had no problem finding it, but the problem I'm having is with the prepayment. I put down I'm a current member, and I filled all the things out after that, and yet it's still, and it says submit, and I push the submit, and it still goes to the PayPal page.
So, okay, yeah, so let's take this offline, and I would okay. Send an email to Brian Mackey and see if there's something going on with it, but Brian will be able to help you with that.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Linda. Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. Okay, is there anyone else that has any questions or comments? And even if you're from another state, if you want to ask a question, that's fine. Maybe we can help your affiliate. So having none, oh wait, here we go. Oh, and okay, is this Carol? Okay, ask to unmute. Carol, you can unmute now. I think that's Carol.
Hi, yep, it's me. My identity has been changed. I'm now National Organization of Parents Black Children. But I just wanted to say hello.
I saw that. And,
it's nice to see everybody, and I'm very excited about our membership growing so big and with all the energy, it's really great. And, you know, we are always encouraging the parents of blind children to join as well. And my understanding is several have recently. So I was just really glad about that. I have to jump off because I have a convention planning meeting now with the parents division for National.
Well,
but
please,
I just wanted to say hi before I left.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you for that, Carol. For those of you who don't know, that's Carol Castellano, who is the founder of the New Jersey Parents of Blind Children, and she serves on the National Parents of Blind Children Board. So you give them our regards and tell them we can't wait to see them at convention, Carol. Thank you.
I sure will. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Okay, so if there are no more questions, I'm going to turn it over to Melissa Lomax, and she'll give a brief bio about her. But the membership committee that she chairs is phenomenal. We have members from each chapter on them. The work they do is outstanding, and they always take care of our entertainment since we've been back to in-person state convention. So, Melissa Lomax, take it away.
Absolutely. Thank you, Linda. Hi, everyone.
You're welcome.
My job here tonight is to talk about how you can have a part, and even if you do have a part already in this affiliate, how you can grow for yourself as a leader and as a member. I'll say first off that it's an amazing step already that we have so many people on this call. Like, it makes me very happy because this is what we're about. We're about building community and strengthening community. I was going down memory lane just about all the legislation that I've been around that the National Federation of the Blind has helped to pass, both nationally and within our states. And it is amazing when you think about the work, the beautiful work that can be done when a collective group of individuals who care about the same things get together and make it happen. We don't just talk about it, we are about it. And that's what makes us stand apart from other blindness organizations is our legislation, especially. So if you are on the fence about diving in, when we talk about legislation, you're like, I don't know about that, it's not up my alley, please reconsider. Because when you think about how the National Federation of the Blind has had a hand in some of the big decisions that we know and may benefit from now, from like Social Security to accessibility to the quiet cars now having an audible noise that we can hear so we can know when it's coming instead of just it hitting us like how it used to, then these are some things that could fuel your participation in legislation. The reason why I bring that up first is because though we have chapters and we even have a legislation, we have legislation committees within each chapter, or legislative, I want to say reps within each chapter. So if that's a passion of yours, you have places to do that in your own chapters. And if you want to get involved on a state level, there's a place there too within our resolutions committee where we as a state decide like what are the big things that we, NFB of New Jersey, are going to fight for. Also within the chapters, there's a chance for you to join membership and to help out with what membership looks like for your chapter in your regional area. And what that could be is you helping to make sure people can fill out their forms and being that liaison when the forms are not acting the way that they should. Or if it means that you're helping to plan activities for your chapter as well. So if you're like a go-getter, you have a lot of energy, you want to get people together, you want to find ways to get your chapter mingling and communicating outside of just business, consider talking to your chapter president and being like, hey, this is up my alley, this is of my interest, and getting involved there. And another piece that you can get involved in is fundraising. It's not for everyone. It's not everyone's strength to go get that money that we need to run this affiliate. So if you know money is your thing and planning some really good events and figuring out some great ideas to make money, please, by all means, consider getting involved there in your chapter as well. I will say that it's important here in order for you to feel like you belong, which is super important within our affiliate. It's important that you find that place that makes you feel the most comfortable. And I'll say sometimes that place exists and sometimes it doesn't within our affiliate. And when I say it exists, it could be the stuff I just named. It could be being on a board. It could be assuming the role of communication, like how Linda DeVardinas had done for me on multiple occasions, called me and reminded me about chapter meetings that I otherwise would have forgotten about because at the time I wasn't living on my calendar like I am now. You can volunteer to do so many things within your chapters if they exist. But if they don't exist, we encourage you to make it be known and say, hey, I have a need. This is how things change within our affiliate. One thing I'll say about New Jersey is we are pretty innovative, especially with Linda Melendez at the helm. We are not afraid to be like, oh, that's not working, let's change it. Oh, there's something better out there, let's do it. So if you have an idea for something, start talking with us. It could be a, hey, not right now as an answer, but that by no means should discourage you from continuing to build up what you consider to be a really great idea, because there could be a different space. We could work together as an affiliate and mold your idea into something that's really going to help other people feel like they belong in our space as well. So my encouragement is for you to go out there and think about what gifts and what skills and what interests you can bring to a chapter, a committee, or to our state affiliate as a whole to help us to be better. You will feel like you belong a lot more if you are involved. The very last thing that I'll touch on today is the fun piece of it. Our hope is that we can build up more fun times as an affiliate. So that's another piece that we want to do within membership as well. As Linda said, one part of the fun that we do is do the convention in-person entertainment. And lately, we have been, as an affiliate, stuck on this game called the Sing Down, where you pick a word and teams compete for how many songs they can come up with that have that word in the lyric. And that's great. If that becomes our staple, then we could say we did it first in New Jersey. But we're also open to great ideas. The goal of those convention entertainment evenings is to make you laugh, to make you comfortable enough to like go meet new people or bond over experiences with new people and get outside of just business. If we stay in business alone, we're not going to thrive as a community here at the NFB. So that's my shameless plug for you to come to convention and to stay for the social time, because I know that in the past, like, we've gone through evolutions with our Friday evening activities, but I will say that what we are consistent with is community. So you should come check us out, see what we do this year, because I don't know yet. Could be something different. All I know is that we can assure you that you'll make a new friend and you'll have some time to socialize. And if you have ideas for how to get that same energy outside of convention, you should also join the membership committee, because like, we got a space for you and we would welcome your ideas. We were able to come up with a blind parent gift shower last year. And from that, we are working to build a blind parent committee or blind parent and caregiver committee, the BPAC. And we are also in the process of working to come up with some more regional activities. So if you're interested, please join that committee as well. If you have questions right now about belonging or leadership or what that process would look like, what some ideas you have, please by all means ask away. Otherwise, I will turn it back over to you, Linda.
Oh, thank you so much, Melissa. And I just love how things just mesh together. As chair of the affiliate membership committee, Melissa has come to me with ideas, and I'm like, wow, oh my goodness, I would have never thought about that. And some of the ideas I may need to mold a little to fit in with our way of doing business, make sure that we don't have any insurance claims and things like that. But what she was saying is so true, because when they come to me, and I'm working very closely with Natasha Ishak, who's chair of the student committee, and they're like blowing me away with all of these and my ideas. And I'm like, okay, let's put them in order. So we do listen to you, and we do try to engage our membership. But as Melissa said, some of them may be not at this time. But I'm saying that most of them, because we've been evolving since I became president. And again, the only way I could do that is because Joe Gray gave me a great affiliate to run. And he said to me, Linda, you're going to take this and build on it and going to make us stronger. And he was all in favor of these changes, because a lot of them I spoke to him about. So change is not bad. Change is sometimes hard. Sometimes you don't agree with change. But I, along with the board, our team of 11, we really try to do what's best for the NFB of New Jersey and the National Federation of the Blind. So at this point, I'll take any questions or comments. No question is too small or silly or comments. We want you to feel a part of, so ask away. And if you come to the convention and you do a sing down, you want to sit near Jane Diggenshine, because she is the funniest.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, Jay, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. My name is Jay. I'm a member with Northern Chapter in New Jersey, and I'm a regular paying my dues. And now my understanding is I'm a member of affiliate. Is that correct?
Yes. See, what happens is every year, they used to do it like quarterly or monthly. Every mm-hmm. year, the chapter will send $1 of each membership dues to the affiliate. I uh-huh. It's more like September, just before the convention. When you pay your dues to the chapter, and then they mm-hmm. send a check to the affiliate for the total number of members in their chapter, that's how you become a member of the affiliate. And by becoming a member of the affiliate, you automatically become a member of National.
Okay, National.
So, yes. Yeah. So it's a 1-for-3 sale. You pay one price and you get 3 things out of it.
Right. And little question regarding the, I heard about the membership, NFB membership coin. So now if I want to buy a membership coin, NFB membership coin, how can I buy that?
Well, you can't buy them. Talk to your chapter president or secretary and have them send an email to National. Those coins can only be distributed by National. And somehow when some of us transitioned over, not everyone got a coin, but you will be able to get a coin, but it has to come from National.
Oh, okay. I got you. Thank you.
And you cannot buy them. The only way you buy them is by paying your dues. Oh, you're welcome, Jay. Yes.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else? You're welcome. Anyone else have any comments or questions? Or even words of encouragement? Okay. So I want to be respectful of everybody's time. Is there anyone that wants to give closing arguments before I do? Arguments. Look, I'm a lawyer all of a sudden. Closing remarks. I'm really happy to see, at one point we had 30 people on the call. And that's really encouraging to me. It makes me feel as though my emails are being read. I just want to let you know that I try my hardest not to overload you with emails. So I schedule them. And I try not to schedule too many on one day. And my subject line is a snapshot of what's involved in that email. So this way, if it says important and time sensitive coming from me, it is important and time sensitive because I don't use that too lightly. If I say join us, it's probably in the next day or two. So you want to take a look at that. But my subject lines or snapshot is what my emails are. Now, we get emails from many blindness organizations and from CBBI that I forward. And so my pattern is to just forward that message so it has FWD in the subject line. That means it's not from me, it's not from National, somebody outside with the blindness organization. And sometimes these come from disability rights, disability services, from other organizations, and I forward them. If you want to read them, great. If you don't, great. I can't force you to read emails, but I will tell you that when I send an email or one that says NFB President Riccobono's notebook, you should be really reading those because President Riccobono puts a lot of work on sending out emails maybe every other week. We're telling us what's going on nationally, and that's how we're going to stay connected and grow. And I just want to say that, we are a nationally led organization. So yes, a lot of our directors come from National, but as Melissa said, we also do our own thing. So people will say, oh, I'm so upset that this one won the election. And my question is, did you vote? No. Well, then you can't be upset. So if you want to have a say, you need to be a member, roll up your sleeves and do work. And on that note, I'm going to say, let's go build a federation. Thank you all.